Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to God's Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Callen. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer and our soon-coming King, we are glad and happy glad that you are here with us this morning, because truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad. We are glad. We are exceedingly glad, because we are not in the grave. We are not in the prison, the jail, or laying somewhere in a mortuary or in the hospital room. But we are free, and we are clothed in our right mind, and we have the activities of our limbs. We are excited. I tell you, we are excited. So we are giving God thanks this morning. We are giving God praise for his omnipotent presence, for his love and mercy and his grace. His grace that is from everlasting to everlasting. We just praise him. We are going to go into worship and see what the Lord has. We can find here to worship the Lord with this morning.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed. Thank you.
Keep us with all
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I believe the word of God is on the line. So, Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for allowing us to worship and bow down before you this morning. Thank you, O God, for changing our hearts this morning, allowing us to come, O God, with a heart of repentance, O God, knowing that you are the one that gives us grace. You're the one that extends mercy to us, Lord God. God, you forgive us of all our trespasses. Lord, you never give us what we want, but you always give us what we desire. Lord, we just thank you and bless you this morning, O God. O God, what we should have, O God, you never give to us, Lord God. We should have death, but you give us life, Lord God. And Father, we just ask this morning, as you have saturated the atmosphere with your presence, O God, as you have sterilized the atmosphere with your glory, O God, we ask you, O God, to continue to sterilize our hearts, sterilize our minds, O God, that we would focus on you, O God, on what you have given us to do, the plan, O God, that you have laid down for us, the blueprint that you have given us to follow, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue to order our steps in your word. Let your word be a light and a lamp unto our feet, O God, that we might not go to the left or to the right, but we will keep on that straight and narrow path. Father, we pray this morning for everyone that's coming on the line right now, God, that you give them ears to hear and hearts to receive this morning, O God. We pray, Father God, that this word that come forth this morning, it will not go on stony ground, but it would fall on good ground, fertile ground, O God, that it would germinate, O God, and that it would multiply, O God, and that we that hear it, O God, would activate the word in our hearts, in our lives, in our ministry, O God. We pray this morning for you to bless the woman of God. Bless her eyes and her ears and her lips of clay, that as she see and hear, she will speak, Father God. Allow her to decrease that you might increase, O God. We pray, O Father God, that you rise up in her belly like fire, O God. Rise up in her belly like fire, O God. Rise up in her belly like fire, O God. Rise up in her belly now like fire, like fire, like fire, O God. O God, Jeremiah says, like fire shot up in my bones. Rise up this morning in her belly, God, that God, she might be burned from the inside out, O God. And we will give you glory, we'll give you honor and all the praise in Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen. Come on in and let the Lord use you, Apostle Jefferson. Let the Lord use you, Prophetess Kershey. We'll be coming in on Friday morning. She'll be coming in on Friday morning out of Tennessee to bring us a word. Glory to God. Amen. So we just get ready. Go ahead, Apostle. I'm going on mute. It's in your hand.
Now, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God for Jesus this morning. And we just thank and praise God for our overseer, Pastor David Collier, and his wife this morning. We ask God to just bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them the way that our Heavenly Father sees fit in Jesus' name. And we praise God for our apostle, Linda Washington, and her husband, Bishop Jane Washington. We praise God for the men and woman of God this morning. Amen. We praise God for their family, and we believe by faith. Hallelujah, that whatever soever they stand in the need of, if God going to supply. God going to supply because he said he would. Amen. And we are thanking again for if anyone else is on the line, we praise God for you this morning. We ask God that whatever you stand in need of, that God will bless you. Amen. And we just ask God that his word, as this word go forth this morning, allow souls to hear the word of God and repent in our heart and receive him. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Okay, I just want to make sure somebody can hear me. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm going to speak on the Spirit of the Lord this morning, and I will be starting in Luke, the 4th chapter and 18 verse. But I just want to say this morning, it's good to have the Spirit of the Lord. and to know that you got the sure spirit, and that's the spirit of the Lord. Because in this earth today, there's dwelling so many spirits. And people are running after all these spirits. But we need to, and I'm talking about mankind, need to stop and search the heart and see what spirit are you chasing. Make sure you're chasing the right spirit. Amen. And Luke 4:18, make sure I said 4:18. In the writer wrote to, he said, the spirit of the Lord was upon me. The spirit of the Lord was upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the broken heart. I'm going to go ahead and read the verse on that, and then I come back. Elaborate on it a little bit. To preach deliverance unto the captive and recover the sight to the blind, to set at liberty to them that abuse. And I just want to talk about this morning. The writer says the spirit of the Lord was upon him. Now, he knew what spirit was upon him. So many walk around with a wrong spirit. Some don't even know, then some do know. We live in a day and time that our Redeemer can abort those clouds. And it behooves us to make sure what spirit. I said, what spirit that's in you? Because now we have the opportunity that we don't have the right spirit. Hallelujah. You can't get the right spirit. Amen. And he said, the spirit of the Lord was up on us. Talk about high. Hallelujah. We need to know personally how the Holy Spirit works. The true spirit is the Holy Spirit. How it works in our life. How we allow ourselves to operate in this world today. Because if we're not walking what the Word of God says today, we don't have the Holy Spirit. And we need to stop lying to ourselves. It's time that we get down to the nitty-gritty. Because one day, hallelujah, for those that have heard of the Holy Spirit and he's breaking this word down to let somebody know, it's just not a jump and a flip and a hallelujah and a speaking in tongues. But after all, that tongue is, it is so powerful. It's so powerful today. But if he wants you to jump, know you're jumping in the Holy Spirit, it's okay. But some just feel the little spirit, and then they go, they stop right there and say they got it. The Word of God says, my spirit don't dwell with me in some way. And his spirit don't dwell in no one can pray. So it's time that we take ourselves, take the inventory in our life. And when you take an inventory, you're going to find some things that is spoiling. Even the farmer, he had brought his, after he had first sowed the seed, and the seed produced the crop, he bring them in and he put them into the barn. He stack them up. If that's the time he come, he going to go through it. See what it began to spoil. He's going to take out the spoil from the good because that spoil is going to corrupt that good. And that's the way we need to do our advice. We need to search our heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have a heart towards Christ Jesus, which is our solid rock. We need to pray to a God. Take out this soul heart. I take out the spot, God. In my heart, I got someone. Need someone. And God, put love in my heart. Love. And you know you have that true spirit that working in your life. When you love one another, when you love people that you know that despise you and hate you without a cause, you have a true love. And the Holy Spirit of the Lord, you know, according to God's word, the Holy Spirit is the real thing. Amen. And when you operate in the Spirit, when you live the life as Jesus, because he left his word for us a roadmap. Hallelujah. And he drew the line from the earth to heaven that we must walk on. You got to live a clean life. You got to live a clean life. And he gives us opportunity to clean up ourselves. Stop fooling ourselves. Hallelujah, because we want to be with a certain group. We don't want nobody to know that, hallelujah, we speak in tongues, and we try to hold it down. Hey, what Jesus did, he didn't do it in a corner. Amen. But I'm talking about the Holy Spirit this morning. And the writer said, the Spirit of the Lord was upon you. You make sure it's God's Spirit upon you. Because God's Spirit is going to lead you and guide you to all truth. Because the anointing, what he said, because he has anointed me to preach. You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't like the same folks preaching. I don't like how they talk. It ain't up to what you like. The writer said, because he has anointed me. And when Jesus anoints you, there's nothing for nobody else to say. Amen. He had nothing to do with it. He said to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
Poor in spirit. People are poor in spirit. Amen. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
Sin broken. Because they got sin in their life. And when he anoints his preachers to preach, he anoints the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God is the one that's going to restore. God is the one that's going to heal. But the anointing going to be on that preacher and going to give that person courage. Courage to begin to reach out to Jesus. Reach out to Jesus. Because sometimes you get so poor in spirit, and you have heard of Jesus. Hallelujah. You might have had some experience with Jesus, but you got so low that things have came in your life and they've broken your heart, and you just don't have a mind to even pray. But when the man or the woman of God that's been sick and happy, he has anointed to preach. Amen. God did work. He said he has sent me to heal. The broken heart. Sin broken heart. Amen.
Amen.
Being broken. Only. Hallelujah. Only God can put that heart together. He can mend. Amen. And the priest delivers to the captives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People need to be set free. And we know that only God can set us free. Hallelujah. And the deliverance came from God. But Jesus, the Lord Jesus, he delivered mankind. He gave mankind, I say, the gift. Amen. The power. Amen. Hallelujah. The leader, what he want man to do. Hallelujah. He did all that. He did all that for us because he loved us. He said, to recover the sight of the blind. And that people are blind. They're spiritually blind. They're blind. They don't see. They think they see. They think they see. They say, oh, I see. And I know just as much as you know. I have went to a Bible college. I don't care what kind of college you went to. If you're not preaching the Holy Spirit, what Jesus left behind, you're speaking the wrong spirit. Amen? Because Holy Spirit, no one is love. Amen? It don't make one preacher tell another preacher what you don't know. You don't know what that man know. You don't know what that woman know. Because you didn't call that man. You didn't call that woman. But God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, he said, came upon him. He said, then he said, to set a little dim at a room. Hallelujah. Sometimes, oh, that people are so hurt. Sometimes they mind just feel so lucky. I can't comprehend nothing. Sometimes all we have to do is pray a prayer. Pray that prayer of deliverance to those people, of that person. Pray and bind up that spirit and catch that spirit out, because Jesus said he has anointed us. Amen. Hallelujah. He has anointed us. And because he has anointed us, hallelujah, him within us can set the captain free. Amen. So that's what he did. Hallelujah. And Jesus did that at the cross. And he can't open the prison doors today. Because if you don't know Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you're in prison. Amen. And I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord. And that's the kind of spirit we need today. We're going to go to Isaiah 11. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah, the 11th chapter. God is a good God. Hallelujah. We sure the God. 11. Mm-hmm. This is the 11th chapter. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The 11th chapter and the 2nd verse. He says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Talking about Jesus Christ. The Spirit rested upon Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. After he was joined by baptism. He said, the Spirit of wisdom and knowledge, the Spirit of counsel and might. He said, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We must have the fear of the Lord. You know, that's why so many people today not living right, because they have fear of the Lord. They have lost their fear. We need fear of the Lord. We need that fear of God in us. We need it that we can walk upright. Amen. He gave us might, the spirit of knowledge, and of fear of the Lord. Many people lost their fear. You need to get that fear back. You get that fear back in your heart. You'll live right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, we're going to Proverbs. I'm just going through the scripture today. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord. God's word ain't going nowhere. Men's go. Men's turn around. But God's word is here forever. Amen. Until he comes. Till he comes.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Might want to try to take it out because it gets tired of hearing people talk about the Spirit of the Lord. But you need more Spirit of the Lord. Because if you get it, You'll talk the same talk. Hallelujah. You'll walk the same walk. And I said, I read the number. Okay. I want to put the prayer word in there. Just one moment. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Proverbs 20. Thank you, Lord. Okay, I want 20. Okay, I got 20. Now I want the 27 verse. I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord. In the writer, then, the spirit of a man is a temple of the Lord. Searching all the inward part of the belly. Hallelujah. The spirit is searching the inward part of the belly. How we got connection only by the Spirit of God in the belly. And you might wonder, well, why? He searches all the inward part of the belly. Because in our belly, when we give our heart to God, he says, in our belly flows rivers of living water. Hallelujah. In our belly, he said, you put a well in our belly. A well within our belly. So anything got to do with the Holy Spirit, you're going to make sure that it's right. Amen. And that we may worship him in the spirit and in truth. Amen. You know, that's the only way he's going to accept a true worship. In spirit, he's a true spirit. You need the true spirit. Like I say, there's so many spirits that go around today. And we need to take time out and check. Lord, do I have the right spirit? And I know that right spirit is you. Or do I have that false spirit? And that false spirit is upstairs. Because I don't want nothing to do with you. I want all to do with you. I know this a personal thing when it comes to God. Some people, they'll say, well, if I go to hell, let me go. Hey, I can't stop you either way. It ain't up to me. It's up to that individual. Up to that individual. You can choose or you can reject. We can receive or we can reject. He ain't gonna make us do nothing. But we don't know because we are living in that wrong spirit. And that wrong spirit got our minds so messed up. They don't want to hear nobody talk about Jesus. They don't want to hear the goodness of Jesus. Even if they allow you. You're 30 minutes and you began to ask that person. Well, who woke you up, man? You know, someone said I woke myself up. I had a clock. Put my alarm on and it woke me up 30 times. That alarm clock didn't wake him up. It was only by the power of the spirit of the true and living God. People need to take time and take inventory. Inventory in our life. Keep on searching in our life. Hallelujah. Some people got a messed up mind. And ask God to work on that mind. Hallelujah. He said, let this mind be in me. The our soul is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need the right mind. And we have the right mind, we're going to have the right spirit. Amen. We just praise God for his word, talking about the spirit of God. Continue to say that so many spirits. There are spirits that come to bless, and there are spirits that come to destroy. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I see it now. Okay, we go into Isaiah 61:1. Isaiah 61. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord. And that 50 and 61 and 1. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the prison to them who are bound. And people are bound down from the wrong spirit. The wrong spirit, all they know is the wrong spirit. They get up doing wrong. They sit down doing wrong. Hallelujah. They are lying in the bed doing wrong, because how many times you think it got so much evil in your heart. It's time that we begin to call on that name. That name that got all power in that name. The one that call up on your name, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When the Spirit come up on you. And I like when the Spirit come up on me and speak a word to me. And the Spirit. Hallelujah. I like when I read about Abraham. And he said, the Spirit said. And then Daniel said, and the Spirit said. We need to hear what the Spirit is saying.
Yes.
Stop hearing what these false spirits are going around and saying. Amen. So many false spirits, people don't want to talk about that false spirit. It's all come back, hush, 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 hush. We don't believe that way. We don't believe that way. We don't teach that way. Just be quiet. Don't bring it up. It's time that we open our mouth wide. I said, it's time that we open our mouth wide. Because we are God elect. And if we don't stand firm and strong, stop sugarcoating because somebody wants you to pick up on the carpet and speak what thus saith the Lord, regardless of what they want to receive or reject. I'm not going to bring the word down to low. I'm going to lift the word high, because Jesus said, he be lifted up. Amen. He'll do the glory.
Yes,
but when the Spirit of God moves upon us, whatsoever he needs us to do, that's what his children are going to do. He got so many going to bow. Hallelujah. They ain't going to bow. They're going to stand firm. And said, the Lord said, and when I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord, I'm talking about my Savior and your Savior, Jesus Christ, dwelling in us.
Yes,
he's making us become more like him. He's working on us. We ain't no little Jesus, I ain't no big Jesus. We ain't professing. But we said we are trying each and every day of our life to be more like him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Because
when he comes back, we got to be like him, the word of God says. So all we're going to be like him, we got to get that word down in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That word, what he said, the Spirit of the Lord upon me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be in your house and you can feel the Spirit of the Lord come upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He comes up on us in different ways. Hallelujah. Sometimes he come up on us and we have to cry. Sometimes we have to lay. Sometimes we'll wave our hands and say yes to the Lord. He moves as he want to move. And whatever he's doing in that particular time, he knows exactly what he's doing. Sometimes you may have a burden in the heart, and the Spirit of God come on you, and he'll move that burden. Oh, you can say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. I can hear about the Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to turn right now to Acts. To Acts, the second chapter. And then I go further. Hallelujah. Acts. Thank you, Jesus. Let that go. Okay, Acts. Talking about how the Spirit of God move upon us. Last few seconds. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And I want the second chapter. Okay. And like I was saying, there's so many spirits. There is evil spirits in the earth. There is good spirits in the earth. So we need to do a self-examination of ourselves. Do we have the right spirit or do we have the evil spirit?
Hmm.
Now, the Bible says we talk about the Spirit of the Lord. And we know the Holy Ghost had come until the day of the Pentecost. But the writer said, hallelujah, he said, and surely there came a sound from heaven. That's a voice in my womb. Now, see, the Holy Spirit came from heaven. Amen. It didn't come around the corner there. It came from heaven.
Yes, God.
This is what the writer said. He said, and suddenly, because you know what? People had been praying in the upper room.
Yes.
I think 120 days they had been up there. Hallelujah. They had began to let the Spirit of the Lord purge them. That evil heart. Amen. That self-righteousness heart out of them. And they said, suddenly, I mean, God moved quick. God's spirit is quick enough. It's a quick spirit. Ain't nothing slow about God, Holy Spirit. He said, suddenly there came a sound from him. As a rushing matter. It be the house. We are the house of God. Amen. We are God's house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are his temple here on earth. Hallelujah. He dwells in our holy house. If you're holy, you live in a holy house. Your temple is holy. Amen. And let you know what the Holy Spirit moves slowly, ease up there. I'm going to try to save this son. Y'all help me. Now, you are saying God must not do to do something. God don't try. Hallelujah. He don't try to do nothing. He don't try. He ain't got to try. He spoke his word to existence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we going on that now. Amen. Word of God. Thank you, Father. Okay. I'm going to the book of John and the sixth chapter. John sixth chapter and the sixth 63 verse. I just want to use that one word. Still talking about the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is very important today. You know, the body's out, and the doctor says, it's very important that you get your shot. Well, I'm telling you, today is very important you get the shot of the Holy Spirit. It's very important. It's very important. Because if it wasn't important, the writer wouldn't have put it in the Word of God. Because the writer, he was directed by the Holy Spirit. What to write. In the 63rd verse of the 6th chapter, it says, it is the Spirit who quickens. Now I said, you can't find no slow spirit. God's Spirit quickens us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is quickening. The flesh profit nothing. There's no idle pill. There's no flesh. Flesh. Sinful flesh. It profit nothing. But the Spirit get up in this body. Hallelujah. We'll prosper. We can prosper. And we'll move quickly in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we're going to keep on going. We're going to go on to the 14th chapter. Hallelujah. 14th chapter of John. I love to talk about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Because one day I was alone. Hallelujah. I thought I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. Nobody told me I was lost. All I know, I tell you, my Jesus talked to me and I talked to him. But see, there was much more. And if he wouldn't have gave me his Holy Spirit, I wouldn't have never known it was much more. Amen. Okay, I got one. Yeah, I got it. I got it right here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Okay. What verse I want? 17. I want you, those that follow me in the scripture, turn to John 14:17. 14:17. And then my next one going to be, okay, 14:17 is read. Even the Spirit of truth. See, God's Spirit is true. Ain't nothing false about God's Spirit, whom the world cannot see. See, people don't want to see that. People don't want to live right. People like that little good time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cannot receive things. Him not, meaning no him. He said, they don't know. They haven't seen him. They don't know him. He said, but you know him, for he dwelleth in you and shall be in you. You know, I was talking to, before I came up my sister's house, a young lady, and I don't know, the subject came up about clubs and things, you know, in Tuscaloosa area. And they would name some places, you know, I don't know about it. But they say, and this person was saying, but we, my little bunch I interact in, we'll come to each other's house whenever we want to get together. We do the same thing we do in the club. We drink, we dance. We talk. Sometimes we watch movies. And she said, and I go to Dr. So-and-so church. I don't miss a thing. And I say, I've been going now. It's about 15 years. I said, so what? Okay. You know, a lot of people say, you always want to throw your Jesus on somebody. I can't throw Jesus. I can't pick him up. My, he's too hot. But I sure can call his name. And let me tell you one thing. I have to tell him. I know they get mad at me. but they didn't make me. I had to tell them because that was my opportunity. The door was open. And we don't speak when the door opens, when the door closes, it's going to be too late. Okay. Just as you saying you go over there and you're going to miss a Sunday. The three times out of every week, you get in with your game. I call the game the cleanest. And you do this, you do that. All these things, it doesn't go along with the word of God. She said, well, it's all right. The Lord don't mind you having fun. I say, have your pastor ever got up in the pulpit and preached a foreign church? I said, the Bible said you got to repent of your sin. See? And you got to, and I said, don't you know repentance? She said, oh, she said, Peter go up, pray every Sunday, give it life to God. He said, repentance is like the, I said, you got to repent of your sin. That's the old life and you live. You do a turn around. You don't do those things no more. And I just thought the name and I think, I said, how can you be in God and be the devil, doing the in the devil at the same time? You can't be. Because the spirit of God, he said his spirit. When his spirit comes in you, that's a rushing mighty wind. They did not let them. But you know that wind so powerful, going to knock it out. She said, really? I told you, you need to stop trying to put your Jesus on. I said, I am not trying to put my Jesus on. I'm going to tell you what the word of God says. And he said, if I check my mouth, hallelujah, he said, a rock will cry out. And I don't want no rocks to cry for me. And I'm going to open my mouth just the way you like a mock.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I have to be real. I said, somebody got to stand for the truth. I said, somebody got to stand for the truth. And she said, well, I tell you what, man. She said, man, people ain't going to have you in the church. And you start talking like this. People get, I said, I don't care.
Right.
God has brought me to a place in him. I don't care. You can take it or leave it. He told me, as I told you years ago. I said, I ain't changed. I said, you see, I ain't changed. I'm talking the same talk. I'm walking around the same walk. Hallelujah. As I told you a long time ago, what he told me. And as I spoke to him, I said, Jesus, that's a harsh word. That's what I said to him. He said, my word is drug and drug. He said, you can take it or you can leave it. And I said, that's where it is now. I said, it's time. But you see the sign of the Jerusalem. All you do is just look around. All you do is just stare on the TV, on the internet. This one saying then, that one saying this. But what is Jesus saying? This is what we have to abide by. It's only what he thinks that matters. He wants to sugarcoat it. God don't care. God don't care if you have the fun. No, you come to church and pay your tithe. I said, I never found the scripture with tithe. Say no one. And I said, you know, I love you, but I got to tell you the truth. I said, because if I don't tell you the truth, the Bible says your blood is going to be on my hands. And I ain't want nobody to blow it on my hands because I'm trying to make it in. Hallelujah. I'm doing all I know to do. Hallelujah. And then if he tell me to do some more, he know I'm willing. He know I'm willing. Hallelujah. Because he put his spirit in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I was told that I had it, I could have been like, I could have been like, I could have reversed it either. I could have said I didn't need it. I thought Jesus talked to me, but because I want him. I want it. Hallelujah. I begin to ask questions. What that mean, such Holy Spirit? My sister started asking questions. And when one of the ladies, I never forget, the elder lady was saying, oh, baby, sometimes you feel, you know, you eat, she doesn't step in the church and they be feeling good and cheer, folks. I mean, you know, the spirit begin to move upon you. I looked around her, and within my heart, I say, well, yeah, SK, that means they didn't speak all the time. But I wanted with the speaking of tongues. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was the spirit. Yeah, God's spirit does move up on us. Sometimes we do have chill bumps. You know, I learned better. Or, you know, the time passed, I learned better what the peoples were saying. But I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. The spirit that came from the day of Pentecost. The spirit that came, hallelujah, with the other tongue. Like, we may speak in clover tongue as fire. I'm talking about the spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Saying in different spirits in this earth, some like spirits, some are stronger spirits, and some are more stronger with more power to it. But we want the real spirit. We talking about the real spirit. The real spirit came to save. It didn't come to hurt nobody, make no one ashamed of their life or their lifestyle. The Holy Spirit commentated, I ain't looking at what you're doing because I already know what you're doing, but if you get in your heart, I'm going to change it. I got the power to change it. But that's what that wrong spirit, it gets in the heart of these young people, and you will be so amazed. Some of the talk they talk, some of the stuff they tell you, I don't want to hear that. I don't care about that. And what they knew me out, and that's the spirit of God. I just don't move them. I don't know about nobody else. I won't move on because I know that's going to keep me. Amen. I know the Lord has brought me through some things. I said, I'm going to say dangerous things through life or hurtful things in life. Things that I thought I wouldn't be able to go through. He gave me that power within me. Hallelujah. He picked me up when I fell so low. He picked me up. He let me know, hey, I got you in your hand, in my hand. I got you. You ain't going nowhere. But he's mine. Hallelujah. And when he showed me that, there's a lot of things in the world. Yes. And there's some beautiful things in the world. Yes. There's some things I would like to have. And I ain't talking about these so simple things. There's some things in the world I would like to have. But if I had to choose that before my God, I would have my God. I want my God. My Jesus that hung up in that rugged cross and that shed his blood. Hallelujah. And that blood, when it dropped to the hollow of the earth, it's still, it's just like a running down. It's still running. Who's her will? He said, man, come. I'm talking about the spirit of the Lord. We need to let it come and abhor what's in our heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. Let me turn to the 15th, St. John 26, 15, and see what the 26th say. The 26th, he said, okay. He said, but when the comfort will come, let me your help. See, he knew we were going to need some help. Right? Mm-hmm. We need some help in this earth. Hallelujah. The helper is the Holy Spirit, whom I will send unto you for my Father. I'm so glad that Jesus sent it from his Father. My God, my God. The man that got all power. Hallelujah. He said, as a baptizer with the Holy Spirit. And that's St. Matthew 3:11. St. John. A lot of folks, they call it John, 1:31-33. He said, even the spirit of truth. That's what the spirit is talking about. We're talking about, hallelujah, the spirit of the Lord. The spirit of the Lord. It is true. Amen. It's a true spirit. Don't come around me with that false spirit. Because you know what? I might look and don't say nothing, but you better believe I see it. You better believe it. Hey, my God, I got something on top. Maybe that's something. And after a while, you know, I sit there for a while. I'm going to get up and I'm going to say something. Hallelujah. I might get cussed out, but I'm going to say it. I'm going to put that boldness in me. Hallelujah. He said, even a spirit of truth, which was seated from the Father, he shall testify me. Let me tell you something. When you get that truth on inside of you, you want to testify Jesus. You want to testify what the Word of God says, not what you say. The Scripture says, and I stand on the Scripture. I'm going to take down so many people that took time. Hey, you can't even find mothers in the church. When I came along, there were some mothers in the church. Oh, when the young girls come into the Lord, and the preacher seen them not the way he thought they should be dressed, but he was directing them over to the mother corner. And then he'll tell from the mother, I want you to pray with these young folks. But you can't find the mothers in the church now. Some of the church, they got the mother seat over there. And the deacon seats on one side. And you can find the mothers in the church. And some years back, I asked my pastor, I said, no church of mother, the mother church, and the mother in the church, what is she said, people just don't go to church like they used to. No. And I said this to her. I mean, I just spoke up. I said, no. You know who the mother church now? She said, what? I said, down there. And I said, it ain't coming no bingo thing. I went down there put that money in the machine. And that pastor looked at me the same way. I mean, she didn't laugh.
That's
out.
True.
She didn't laugh out loud. Now. She just laughed. Because I said, that's what the mother said. I said, you know, they used to talk about the minions a long time ago. I said, that's when I first, you know, received the Holy Spirit. And there was more ladies in the church than men's. And they get my, where's the name? What did the man say? Yes, he did. But what the man say? That's the mama. They had done the fish make. Now, you can stop that lie. They don't know fish make now. They doing all those things now. They were doing all those things then. So now, then they got together. These spirits, these evil forces, they got together. One told the other, it's all right. Oh, yeah, I agree with you. It's all right. We're going to go out here. Bingo. Strip club. On the corner, pick up your stripper. A woman that sells her body. And they think all this good. And they tell their fake friends, man, they have to be worried with no woman. We talking about, why don't put up with a woman? But I ain't going to come and get me one, huh? Well, they ain't all about that. They think they have a good time. They don't know what a good time is until they get in Jesus. And that good time that anybody will want. Ain't nothing bold in Jesus. Now, because where you going to church? You don't have no form. Y'all took all the form from us. Took my step. Jesus, he came to destroy. Yo, he came to set the captive free. Hallelujah. We need yours broken. Hallelujah. Don't you know you get in Jesus? That's the best time. That's the song that when our God children get together. What a time. I mean, that's a time. Ain't that never been being jealous of you? You ain't never been being jealous of me because the Word of God said when the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. He anointed me. And I don't preach like you think I should. Or like you would like for me to. But I'm preaching because he put his anointing up on me. Because he knows the preaching and the anointing he has gave me, I will be able to reach somebody. It might be one, it might be two, but I can reach somebody.
Thank you.
Amen. And I ain't trying to get myself fixed with men on this earth. Oh, I really want to My blessing comes from God.
Hallelujah.
When it comes to men, I told God I didn't want to preach. I thought they had a vision. I told him I didn't want to preach. I thought going around the prophets. I'm talking about the true prophets during those days. I wouldn't even say nothing. They told me. But mine, which came on pastor, my elder say, you want to prophesy? She said, you're going to preach, you're going to teach, you're going to lay you. She said, the same just like that. She said, you're going to have it too. Mm-hmm. And when she spoke that word to me, y'all, I might have told you several times. She was very, very stuck on point what time she had her breakfast, what time she had her lunch, and what time she had her supper. And she had lunch at 12 o'clock, okay? And I was over at the house, you know, during that time. She already was, you know, reading the Word of God. And then she got up and walked to the kitchen. She said, come on with me. And when she got ready to make her cornbread, and she was, and I'm looking at the woman because I wanted her to shut her mouth. I wanted you to hear about no preaching. I glad then. Like I said, he talked to me. That was enough for me. And she took the bowl that she beat up her cornbread in, and she was just whooping in her hand. And I'm standing there. My blood is boiling now. But she keep on telling me I'm going to do this. And I'm getting higher and higher. I'm about to tear her off. And she said, you're going to be doing what I'm doing. I said, woman, I was tough. God was saying, I spoke to her. I said, I already know how to make cornbread. She said, that was she raised her voice. I ain't talking about no cornbread. I'm talking about that calling God got up on your life. I said, I ain't going to preach you. Oh, I said, she was an elder. And I ain't talking about no weak elder. This was a powerful woman of God.
Amen.
She was a powerful woman of God. God heals that woman. With a tumor on her brain. And that's her bishop. Lay hands on her. And the other, people that were saved in the church, just lay hands on her. God deliver her. And no knife went on her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You're talking about some power. That one has some power. But little old me, I caught myself just telling her off. I said to myself, when I go home, maybe coming back over here. Because I'm tired of you. I said it. And I can't make it to her and me her both laughing till you cry. Hallelujah. That is the truth. That is the truth. And she told me, she said, you were hard just like I was. She said, well, better when God gets through with you. I said, Mother Graham, I ain't doing nothing. I don't go nowhere. I said, I listen to the radio, the preachers on the radio. I played my gospel music. And I said, me and Jesus have a good time. And God knows that was the truth. But I thought that's all I need. She said, you need the Holy Ghost with the speaker, which is the Holy Spirit with the evidence of the tongue. Well, I said, I want that. So I didn't ask about that. I thought I want that. But when she told me to preach, I said, I don't want to preach the Word of God. And my mama said God had 12 disciples. He didn't call no one. But, she ain't changed no word. I say when God is something, everything's going to work out smoothly. And she had this big Bible in her lap, and she was just reading. She looked up at me, and she asked me one question. And when she asked me, she said, Mary. I said, ma'am. She said, if a woman pregnant, and she can carry her baby 9 months before she has. She said, do you think that woman can talk about a baby? Because it's all ministering here. You ministering, talking about her word. She said, do you think she can preach about it? And she said, I'm not saying preaching makes you understand. Because she said, when a woman has a baby, she would say, oh, I've got a pretty son. Oh, I got a beautiful daughter. Oh, she don't get me no trouble. Oh, she sleep good at night. She's talking about it. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, so can you convey it? Huh? She could talk about her son Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the other people know Jesus as he began to grow in the earth. They began to talk about Jesus. She said, so if that woman spoke about Jesus, she said, why? A woman can't preach. And I sit there for a few minutes. And I heard people say that when they, you know, the spirit would come up on me. Some people say, I feel the woman is going through my body. Now, I had received the Holy Ghost, but I hadn't received the speaking in tongues. Even back then, I didn't, but I had gotten saved, and I was living life. And I looked at her, and I said these words. That makes a lot of sense. From this point on, I would never say, God ain't called no one to preach. I mean, it didn't take much for me. And I had a mama, oh, she was missing. I stood up to my mama. I love you, mama. But God said for me, I can preach it. And then I heard him call my name. So that's why I said, when the Spirit of God moves up on you to do something, you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do it or die one. That's all I can tell you. You're going to do it or die one. And hey, yeah. And you can die spiritual or you can die, we call that natural death. You want to die spiritual or you're going to die the natural death. But talking about the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. That is so important. And some people talk about it, but they just don't talk about it enough. How beautiful the Spirit of God is. I mean, it's a beautiful feeling that you really cannot explain. The only thing you can say, oh, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes, God.
He gave you wisdom. You know, sometimes you might be going down the road and everything can look smooth in the area you're in. But the Spirit will speak to you and say, I want you to slow down. Or either, I want you to take the next turn. And sometimes you just twist your car over, or sometimes you just slow up. Because could be a bad accident down there. Mm-hmm. And it's the Spirit speaking to us. That's why he said, he'll lead us and guide us into all truth.
Amen.
And he'll do it. And we have an ear to hear. Amen. And I just praise God. I just praise God for knowing that today. Amen. Let's go to John. I want to go to John 16:13. Let me see. 16:13. Let me see. Okay. Yeah, I will read that one. He will guide you into all truth. Now I want to go to Romans 8, the 8th chapter of Romans. Amen, amen. You know, the Holy Spirit is good all by itself. Romans. Okay, now, Romans the 8th. Okay. 8 and... Okay. He said, for they who are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. That they evil spirit. That sinful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That lust spirit. That's a foul spirit. He said, but they who are after the Spirit, if you have the Spirit, is a spirit, the things of the Spirit. You're going to do things of the Spirit. You ain't going to say, oh, God has filled me with his Spirit. We got to do things you ain't never been doing. You know, which you hear about some doing every day. But see, I know they ain't got the real fear. They got that false fear. Because you got the real spirit, you're going to do the real thing. Amen? You're going to do the real thing. Hallelujah. If you're a real man, why you want some false stuff to come out your mouth? Amen? You want something real to come out your mouth. Amen? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
A comedian, you're a comedian. All things, well, you know, right? When he write his stuff up, he know he wants something to make people laugh. So he going to give them something to make them laugh. So he's a comedian. He ain't going to get up there and let something come out of his mouth, have the people crying. Because they didn't pay any money to come to cry. They can't pay that money to come to laugh. So the Holy Spirit, that clean spirit, it makes you feel right. Ain't no false about that spirit. The falseness comes from Satan. We're going to go to Isaiah. Isaiah, I love the book of Isaiah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Isaiah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, now I got Isaiah. I want the 59th. And I want in the 21st verse, okay? Do what the Lord says. This is what the Lord said for his people, that he has baptized with his spirit, amen, and the word of God say, as for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. To God put gave us a covenant, amen, my spirit that is upon you. See, you got a covenant with that spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And my word, see, God, people that love the word of God, amen, we love God's word, which I have put in your mouth. See, God has put his word in our mouth. We can't get away from it. That's why I said people want me to shut up. I can't get away from it. He'll put a word in my mouth. Hallelujah. Shall not depart out of me. Out of my mouth, but the Bible says out of your mouth, because his word won't depart out of my mouth, nor the mouth of your seed, nor out of the mouth of your seed, said the Lord, from henceforth and forever. You know, when Jesus comes, the Holy Spirit, he says, he's been forever. Each generation, that Holy Spirit is still here. Each generation is going to be here until the trumpet. Hallelujah. He's going to be here. He said, for those that is far off, he, the Lord, thy God, shall call. We stop messing around with them false spirits. And I just use the word we, but I ain't been a one. I know he has baptized me with the fire and the Holy Ghost. And I want to see more of God's people. I want to hear more of God's people receiving the Lord. Even though some people have received it, but they say, I haven't spoken the tongue. Let's just pray. It'll come. It ain't going. Just pray. Yield yourself. It'll come. Hallelujah. He does nothing better for us. That is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes,
my last scripture I am going to address 1 Corinthians. Let me see what it says. 1 Corinthians. Okay, it's Corinthians. Thank you, my lady scripture.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What time is going to be, y'all? While I'm looking. Okay,
12 o'clock.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say, I want 1 Corinthians 3. Let me see. 1 Corinthians 3. Miss Jethan. Okay. Bruce Jethan and Rick. All right. He said, but God has revealed, but God has revised them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deepest things of God. Now, if the Spirit searches all things, somebody say, when he come on the inside, he searches all things. He's going to make sure everything got to get in order now. And he's going to let you know that when he searches, he sees, and he's going to let you know. Hallelujah. And if you're sincere, you're going to begin to, Lord, help me, Lord. Work on me, this Lord. God, this thing got me there or that. Work on me, Lord.
Amen.
I change me, Lord, because I want to be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And it was one scripture. I thought I had written it down. Don't see it. But next time. It was something in Revelation. I can't remember what verse, so I ain't going to go. But anyway, this is what the Lord gave me. And I have gave it to you all, the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
And the Spirit of the Lord. And just go and read it for yourself. And ask God, if you don't quite understand, ask God to give you understanding to his word. It's nothing false. It's real. Amen. That's a wonderful thing that any man should ever want. It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has saved so many people's lives. And I hear people testify to this.
Yes, Lord.
When I ride on the highway, and they don't have to be drinking, but I'm riding on the highway. He's like, just going over the Spirit there. Say, I just heard something that spoke to me. Say, slow down. He's like, they thought that I was speeding. I heard somebody slow down. It's a good thing I did. Because when I got caught with back on top of cows, he said, now if I would have kept on that speed that I was, I would have been, And I'm so glad the Spirit would reveal to us. He would let us know when we are going wrong in the wrong direction. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God's Spirit is so beautiful. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to stop here. Hallelujah. I'll give you more next time. But I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, God.
I'm talking about something that is real, not nothing false. It's so many false spirits out here now. There's false spirit in earth. Whether you want to accept it or not, it's false spirit in this world. But I'm so glad we got a real spirit, and that's
yes,
God's spirit. God's spirit is real. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I thank God for his spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God for his spirit.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah. Truly, we cannot make it, really. We cannot make it. We cannot make it. We need it. That's why he sent us to help. I mean, just being saved by himself. People did that. Well, he said, I'm going to send you help. I'm going to send you help for my father. Because I'm going to need him. I ain't really going to see him no more. I got to go and send the right side for my father. I can go and make an intercession for you. I can be praying for you, Jesus. And I'm so glad he's still on him, on that interceding on the right side of God, making an intercession for me, making an intercession for you. Hallelujah. 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 I just praise my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I fell in love with you, Jesus. Hallelujah, because you already was in love with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to turn it. The Father, program into the hand of the service of the Lord, into the hand of our apostle, Pastor Linda Washington. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise
God.
Thank
God for the word. Thank God for the word. What a beautiful word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great word. Now we will invite the people that are not saved on the line.
Amen.
Christ, give you this invitation that's waiting for you.
Amen.
We'll have Bishop James to do the prayer of salvation at this time.
Yes, Lord.
Apostle Millie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God. God be all the glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
On today, I hate to sound morbid all the time, but God is my judge. We don't know when our soul will be required by the Lord.
Amen.
And it's better to cross over if today is the day that me or any of us cross over.
Yes, Lord.
It's better if we cross over in Christ Jesus.
That's so true.
Rather than going to eternal damnation in hell.
Yes, Lord.
So I urge you very much, whoever is listening and has never received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, please take this opportunity to do so. It's so very, very simple and easy, you know. And for anyone who has backslidden, they don't want to say backslidden, that they was going down the narrow path and veered over to the right or to the left. They got off center. Sometimes things happen in your life and you do get off center. Get focused back in on Jesus Christ. If you're going down that narrow road and you've turned to the right or to the left, to the wide sides, just turn around and go back to Christ. He's only one step away. Just turn around one step. Say, Jesus, please take me back. I love you. I know I've sinned. And I've fallen short of your glory.
Yes, Lord.
Being human, we all do these things unconsciously. There's consequences in life. There's things in life that cause you to stray sometimes.
Amen.
You gotta get back in focus with Jesus, just like Peter. Just like Peter when Christ was walking out on the water, and he said, Master, bid me to come in a storm. And he started walking on water. See, people don't realize that Peter walked on that water. He was walking on that water. It stayed him walking on the water. But he lost focus on Christ looking at this horrific storm.
Amen.
He started to sink.
Yes,
so sometimes we kind of look at the storm and get our focus off of Christ Jesus. But he is the way. He is called the way. He's the only way.
The only way.
There's no other way to come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. So Father God gave us his only begotten Son.
Mm.
And all the sins of the world was put on his shoulders.
Yes.
He was the sacrifice for our sins and iniquities.
Yes, you are.
Let not Christ's sacrifice be in vain.
It's so true.
God's will that no man perish. That's why he sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through his son, Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
No other way. Now, I'm inviting you, and the Block Talk Radio family is inviting you, and we're urging you to please accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and come back, brothers and sisters. Turn around. Come back home. We miss you. And, you know, Christ doesn't want us to cross over. And as I said, we never know. Now, that I've over-talked myself again. It just makes me feel so bad if people don't accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And there's nothing I can do except encourage them to do so.
Amen.
I pray in the name of Jesus that they don't cross over before they make that decision.
It's so true.
So whichever way you were living, before you say the salvation prayer, whichever way you were living, you must repent of those actions. Thoughts, words, and deeds. Father, I am a sinner, and I want you to be my Savior.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very simple. You go in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, and it says, what does it say? It says that our salvation, it's near. It's near, in your mouth, which means you have to speak it out, because the devil cannot hear your thoughts. He can inject thoughts in your mind, but he can't hear what you're thinking. So you must say it out loud. I don't mean you have to stand on the top of a ladder or stand on a building and scream out, you know. Just say it. Just speak it out into the atmosphere. And the enemy will know that you're going to be with Christ Jesus and not him. So whatever you were doing prior to making this confession, which is in verse 9, Romans chapter 10, let's see. Now, if you believe in your heart that the Lord Jesus died for our sins and our iniquities, and that God raised him from the dead, then you are now saved. But you have to return him back to the way it was before you make this confession. Don't think about it a long time and say, I'll do it next week, next month, next year, when I get a new suit, new dress, or whatever. No, do it now. Come as you are.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, come as you are and tell Jesus that you love him, you want him to be your Savior. And if you make that confession, okay, you're now saved. You have a clean slate. Anything you have committed is over. That's it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Starting anew. Okay, you're a new creature in Christ now. Right? Now, your next step, if you've never been baptized, is to get baptized. And how we do it on Blog Talk Radio, get baptized. If you go to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, clearly states, excuse me, stand down, Satan, because I know you're trying to mess with me again. Can't do it. I'm a child of God. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You try, but you can't do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Now, as I said, as Peter told the multitude he was preaching to, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. I'm going to repeat that. Be saved from this perverse generation. Be baptized, each and every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you see, there is no other name. You go to the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 12. It says, nor is there any other name under heaven mentioned that you should be baptized on. There's only one, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. That's the only way, is through Jesus. So when you get baptized, invite anyone you would like to your baptism. And you know, if that person or persons that you invited decides, well, hey, I want to be baptized also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, you led that person there by telling them, you know, family members, neighbors, coworkers, whatever. You have led them there, and Jesus will reward you for that soul that you brought into the kingdom, or you directed them into the kingdom.
My Lord.
You're an ambassador. That's what you are. You represent Christ Jesus on earth. So you invite people to baptism, as I'm doing right now, inviting many millions and billions of people all around the world who's hearing this broadcast
to receive Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, don't hesitate. Time our soul will be required by the Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
So do as the Boy Scouts motto says, be prepared.
My Lord.
Now, congratulations and welcome to the family of God. Welcome back home, sisters and brothers. We're prodigal sons and daughters. You've come on back home and you've rededicated your life to Christ Jesus. And for those who don't have Bibles, I suggest that you get yourself a Bible, read the scriptures daily, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you where he wants you to read before you even pick the Bible up. And the Holy Spirit will direct you in whichever direction he so desires. And ask him also to give you the wisdom, knowledge, but most of all, the understanding of what you just read. Take your time. Don't rush. Take your time. And study the Bible as often as you will. You know, the more you study, the more you learn.
Amen.
That's right. And the word says, study to show yourself approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So God bless each and every one of you. I'm not going to hold you any longer. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you do receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And don't be Mike shy. Just say, well, hello. And you don't have to say who you are if you don't want to. But say, hello, I've accepted Jesus today, and I'm happy now.
Amen.
So God bless each and every one of you. Enjoy your day and bless you and your family.
Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Jefferson, it's back to you, ma'am.
Okay.
And calendar, thank you, sir.
Here.
Yes. Here you go, Apostle Ben.
That's calendar.
I'm trying to hand it to you on that.
I am here. I am here. Apostle Millie, I'm here.
All
thank
right.
you so much for that word, talking about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, O God, for you are so majestic. You are so sovereign. God, you are the Holy, Holy One of Israel, the one who sits high and see low. God, the one who gives us what we need each day. God, we bless your name. And we praise you for all that you have done today. We ask you, O Lord, to pour back into your servant even more than she has poured out today. And, Father, we ask that you would strengthen her in the areas of her life that she's weak. Strengthen her. In the areas that she's strong, make her even stronger, Lord. Father, we are careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. I want to thank you for the word on yesterday. I heard
thank
the word.
Jesus.
It was a very powerful word, talking
thank
about
you,
the word
Jesus.
Of God, and it was just powerful. I got a lot of response from Africa and India yesterday, so we were grateful of the word. And glory to God,
thank
today
you,
was good also. The word of God is good all by itself. You can't do nothing. You can't add no honey. You can't add no spice to it. It's already good.
Amen.
It's already great, the word of God. You just got to teach it and preach it like it is. And what I said, what I got here, there's a lot that you said, but I was doing some things because I misplaced my Social Security card. I don't know where it's at. And if we lose it in one of my moves or something, so I was trying to get order another one from the Social Security place. But I started writing in a certain part of your sermon. You said God don't try to do anything. He does what he wants. And that is so prevalent, so true. God don't try. Man try. Scientists try.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors try.
Yeah.
But God doesn't try. God does what he said. He said, let there be light, and there was light. My God,
right.
He doesn't try to do nothing, you know. So let us make man in our own image. He does what he wants. He don't say, let us try to make man. Let's try to get light. He just do what he says because he's God.
Yeah.
And you was
elaborate very much on you need to have the Holy Spirit, you know. And you was talking to place here about the lady go to church all the time. I like that you was bringing that little talk that you brought there, and a story you was talking about, and you was talking to her. And it was so powerful, you know, when I was listening to you. And the Lord said that so many people are going to the building. The building is not the church. It's the building where the church habitate. But people claim they're going to church. I go on Sunday, I go on Wednesday, I go on Thursday, Friday, whenever the doors open. But they're not part of the church. They're not part of the church. See, and then you was talking about the Spirit. You were talking about the Spirit. And, you know, a lot of times people, you're talking about they're speaking in tongues. You got to be careful. We got to be very careful. A lot of people speak in tongues, but you better ask yourself, ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what tongue are they speaking in? Because the devil speaks in tongues too, but it's not. The tongues that represent the Lord. You know, and a lot of times folk are speaking in an unknown tongue. This is what we know. The Bible says when they're speaking, somebody gives interpretation, but when we can't give interpretation, we got to ask ourselves, what tongues are the people speaking in?
Mm-hmm.
Unless the tongue of God said, well, that's for that person to wake them up. But most of the time when we're speaking in tongues, somebody get an interpretation. Somebody get what God is trying to say to, but not trying, what God is saying to his church. You know, so because people come and tell me they're speaking tongues, that don't mean they're walking holy. The cat knows that stuff. Sometimes my dog speaks in tongues, but he's speaking in dog tongues. You know, my wife asked me, and she said, I didn't know you speak dog. I said, yeah, I speak dog too when I want to. You know, because of God. See, but a lot of people speaking a lot of tongues. You got to pay attention. That's why I said, not when folk come to me, oh, yeah, I believe in God. Which God? I want to know. Because I want them to say, I believe in Jesus Christ, the living God. I want to hear them say that. Don't tell me you believe in God. Let me hear which God you believe in. Because Jesus said it, even said the other gods. He said there's other gods. So he said they're worshiping other gods. They have walked away from him. They denied him. They rejected him and serve other gods. It's in the Bible. So I got to ask them, which God? I go ahead serving God. Which God are you serving? Because I want to know. You serving God and still going to the tarot card reader? You still reading horoscopes? Which God are you serving? See, I got to know. Some people, you said that somebody got to stand for the truth. That was so powerful. You said you're not going to water down the word of God to please nobody. No Christian, no believer in Jesus Christ will water down the word. You don't preach to please nobody. You preach to please God. You know, when God told Moses, he said, make the clothes. He gave Moses the schematic. He gave Moses the plan, the blueprint to make the priestly garments for Aaron and his son. And his sons, he said, well, when Aaron and his sons are ready, let them come and minister to me. They come and minister to God. He didn't say let them go into the synagogue and minister to the Jewish people. He said, let them come and minister to me first. See? So when we are ministering, we got to be known that we are ministering to God first. God is hearing us. God is receiving the ministry that comes out, the well that you talk about, the well in our belly. We are ministering to him. But if I'm preaching tomorrow, if I'm preaching next week, if I'm preaching whatever God released me, and I'm preaching to please you, I don't satisfy what God called me to do. Because I got to make it on my mind. My word must please God. What flows out of my belly must please God. That's why I'm asking God for. Give me what pleases you, Lord. Give me what pleases you, Lord. See, because if it pleases God, it should please God's people. Not the people. Listen to what I'm saying. The difference. If it please God, it should please God's people. Because all the people in the house don't belong to God. Remember, I'm telling you this. I'm saying this because this is what's coming to me now. All the people in the house are not the people of God. A lot of people in the house belong to Satan. You better hear me and tell you. A lot of people in the house belong to Satan. They are spies. Hallelujah. They're just like secret agents for Satan. So we got to ask them, which God are you praising? Which God are you belongs to? Which team do you belong to? And then you said you told about folk need to repent. A lot of people are going in the house and they're proclaiming Jesus as Lord, but they're still living like devils. You say you cannot serve God and the devil too. That's the truth. You cannot. We cannot go to church and say we belong to God and we are fornicating, we're committing adultery, we are cussing, we're drinking. Mm-hmm. Maybe Sunday the weather's warm. Let me go down my cousin John because they got some good peach liquor, corn liquor, peach corn liquor. You know, corn liquor that got peach inside of it. So I said, let me go down. I'm going to have me a cup of drinks today because I just feel like letting my hair down. No, we don't let our hair down anymore. Our hair stay one way, serving God.
All right now. All right.
Paul need to repent. And you explain to her what repenting is. Because a lot of time we tell people what repent. They don't have a clue what repentance is.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's just saying I repent. I repent. No, it's more than that. You got to stop doing what you used to do before you came to Christ. You got to turn away from it. You got to walk out of that darkness that's keeping you in bondage and walk into the light of God. He said, I drew you out of darkness into my marvelous light. So we got to walk in the light. And then you talked about they're going to church and doing some things, doing the same things of the world. And you talked about speaking in tongues. But the actions, what I wrote down here is that people can speak in tongues, but their actions will tell you what kind of spirit they have. See, that's why we're
watching
and observing. We're not looking at them with a judgmental mindset, but we're looking for them to see if they are perpetrators. We're looking to see if they come to deceive us. We got to look. We're not walking blind. We were once in darkness. No, we're in the light, so we're walking with open eyes. We're walking with eyes of God so we can see that serpent, when that serpent comes to bite us, so we can cut off his head before he bites us. You see, we got to see the wicked,
because
the wicked going to come, and he's going to always come and try to deceive us, because the wicked doesn't want us to. Say they're not going to send somebody that really full of the Holy Ghost to talk with you, well, with us. He said it's somebody who got that cunning tongue to deceive us, make us feel like they're with us, but they're not with us. That's why we need that spirit of discernment to see through the darkness of that shade that Satan is putting up. And when we see that, we release the word of God, because the King stand the word of God. The King stand the word of God. So, woman of God, I thank you for today. I thank you again for today. There's a lot you said. There's so much you said and so much scriptures. You went everywhere. You went everywhere today in your own way, and I love the way that we teach and preach on Blog Talk Radio, because everybody preaches their own way. You ought not be trying to preach like David Cowan. You ought not be trying to preach like Apostle Washington. You ought not be trying to preach like Bishop Paul, Brother Deacon. Preach the way God touched your tongue. He the one who touched your tongue. He caused your tongue to be the pen of a ready writer right on the hearts of the people. That's what God wants. Your way. Your tongue. The apostles didn't preach the same way. Those 12 that he chose, they didn't preach the same way. They all had a different way. They all have a different way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just thank God and praise God for you. And we know that God is doing a great work with you. And God's letting his light shine through you so that those family members that don't have the light will see the light and walk out of darkness. And you got to stand strong. Like I told you the other day, you got to stand flat-footed. Flat-footed. Don't let the enemy pull at you at no time and make you get up off your and make you want to get up on high heels. No, stand flat footed. See, when you're walking on high heels, you're easy to trip and fall. You ever seen people? They get the heel caught inside those things and those grits on the streets, and they hurt their ankle because they're walking them high heels pumps. They call them pumps or something. But when you're flat footed, you're not gonna catch your feet in the grit on the street. You know what I'm talking about? You're not gonna catch it
because
you're flat footed. The sole of your shoe is flat footed. So you stand there flat footed. It's hard to knock a man down. You know when a person gets knocked down in the ring, the boxing. You ever seen them? You ever watch boxing? When they play the floor like they're a butterfly and they're moving around on their toes. The man hit them on their chin and knock them on their back. But when they're standing flat footed, it's hard to knock them down. You gotta catch them when he's moving and hit him. So we thank God for you, woman of God. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus. The line is open for anyone that want to encourage her. If you have something in your heart that you want to add to the word, come on and add. Because we're growing, all of us growing together. Come on in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The line is open. The line is open. I'll come in. Let's see if somebody else want to say something right now. The line is open. Mother Grant's not on the line, Apostle. Mother Gwen on the line?
No, she's not on the line. She's not on the line.
Praise God. All right. Thank God for the word. Thank God. You know the word of God. When we truly preach in the word of God, and preaching about the wonderful Holy Spirit, the great one that lives in us, it's a beautiful thing.
Amen.
The word of God is always powerful. It's always beautiful.
Yes.
And when you have an anointed one that's anointed, that comes on, that has the love of God in their hearts, it's going to be just wonderful.
Hallelujah.
And the way you preached today and the scriptures that you went to, it was just full. Glory be to God. And I heard every bit of the sermon. And it just filled me. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you. I thank God for the fact that you gave your testimony and how you were so real about it and saying that, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to preach. And, you know, because in the beginning when we first start out, there are things that we feel like we cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like we can't do it. And really, we can't do it. The bottom line is that we cannot do it. We need the Lord to do it.
Amen.
We need the Lord to do it through us, and that's what he does. When we finally make up my mind, okay, God, use me however way you choose to use me.
Yes.
And what he does is he comes in and he will fill your mouth. He will allow you to speak what he wants you to speak. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the main thing is that the scriptures, glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the way you talked about that testimony and how the mother that was your mentor, the,
mm-hmm.
the one that was your friend,
yes.
the one that was a spiritual mother to you, and how she groomed you in the spirit. Glory be to God. And we all need someone like that.
Yes.
We need people for our lives all through our lives. Amen. God's going to give us people for our lives. Glory be to God. We got people when we first start out, and some of those people may not be with us as we grow.
Amen.
But God will always have other people in our lives that can teach us where we can grow from. But the main thing is that we have our Lord and Savior, the teacher himself, our Rabboni, amen, our teacher that's going to teach us. He is the Holy Spirit. Glory
amen.
To God. And he's going to teach us. And you made that very clear in your word that the Holy Spirit comes in and he teaches us.
Amen.
We talked about the day of the Pentecost and how they waited. And
mm-hmm.
that's so important that we wait on the Lord, that we be patient and
yes.
wait on the Lord. And as we wait, we will grow in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And go to the Lord. You talked about that. They waited. That's so good that you brought the scripture in about the Pentecost and how they were all in the upper room.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And Jesus told them to wait there.
Yes.
And so what I got from that was that they listened to the command of God.
Yes.
God has given us commandments in his word.
Amen.
And we are to obey those commandments. And when we obey those commandments, then the Holy Spirit can work with us. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord. We're
being obedient. And with that obedience, we're always going to be in the mode of, okay, God, I made a mistake. I repent.
Yes.
I made a mistake. God, forgive me.
Yes,
you
right.
know, the Holy Spirit is there. Not only does he come, he does not give us any condemnation, but he does give us conviction.
Amen.
Amen. He won't condemn us, but he'll give us conviction.
And
yes. that's what we need, that conviction. We need him to do that. We need him to teach us, to show us the way. And you also talk about examining ourselves. Glory
yes.
to God. And that's so important that from time to time, we have to examine ourselves. Glory be to God. And we have to see where we are. And the
yes,
Lord will show us when we say, God, show me God.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where I need to improve. Show
yes,
me
right.
God. And Apostle was saying when he was praying for you to pray, God, where you're weak. Where you're weak, God said he's strong. When you're
Amen.
Weak, that God will strengthen you. Where you're strong, God will make you even stronger.
Yes.
So
Amen.
That's what we pray for all of us, that we get
yes.
stronger and stronger in the word of God. And we're always going to be in training. The Holy Spirit
yes.
is always going to be there to train us. He's going to train us because we need it. We need
Amen.
It all the time. We will never know too much.
That's
we will
true.
Never know. We will never. God gives us what we need to know. But we always strive to want to know better. We strive to get better. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's what it takes as we grow. Glory be to God. We will bear fruit. We will continue to bear fruit.
Yes.
And that comes from the Holy Spirit, the fruit
Amen.
Of the Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we got to be careful. When we have the Spirit of God in us, as you were teaching, we can hear. You got the Spirit of God in you. He teaches us. He shows us what we need to know. He'll show us those people that are false. He'll show us the false prophets, the false teachers. He'll show us all of that. He'll show us what we need to know. He lead us and guide us in what? You
all
truth. All truth. All truth. Nothing missing. He don't hold back on us. Mm-hmm. Folks hold back on us, but the Holy Spirit will never hold back on us.
Amen.
He gives us straight, just the way it is. And we would just be still and listen. Be still and listen for the Holy Spirit. He will talk with us. Amen. He will lead us. He will teach us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that's what we need. We need him for everything.
Amen.
Everything. So I thank God that you came in today. Hallelujah. Again today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for today. And
thank
we
you,
pray
Jesus.
That everybody know that the Holy Spirit is great. He's powerful. He lives in us, Jesus Christ. And I like how you talked about we got to be like Jesus. How are we going to be like Jesus? We got to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us. We got to allow him to show us.
Sure.
We got to learn how to be like Jesus. But we got to learn how. We got to work out our salvation. That's all part of it, working out. It's a workout.
Amen.
We got to work on things. If we want to get better at something, we got to work at it.
That's right.
If we have, if we need, you know, we have a prayer life, you want a greater prayer life, you got to work at it. You got to do more. Whatever it is we want to get better at, we have to do more of it.
Amen. Now,
work on it, work on it. And the Holy Spirit is right there to help you, you know, and with everything in your life. He's concerned about all our concerns. You even talked about how he'll bear your burden.
Yes, he will.
You need a burden bearer. Amen. He said he would. So we can take the word of God and say, okay, God, this is the truth. I know you're going to be my burden bearer.
Yes.
I know you're my protector. I know you're my everything. I know you're my hiding place.
Yes,
I know you're my everything. So we know that by the Spirit that lives in us. We know that God's word is true. And you made that very clear, that
my
the Holy Spirit is in you. You are anointed. You are an anointed woman of God.
Thank
and
you,
we
Jesus.
All are different. And listen, we got the greatest encourager in our life, and his name is Jesus Christ, our Yahweh. He's our encourager. Hallelujah. He's the one that gives us everything we need. How much more encouragement you need than that? Somebody that's always there for you. Somebody that's always going to love you. Somebody that's always going to show you right from wrong. This is the person, the Holy Spirit. He is a person.
Yes.
A person, not a
Amen.
Not a it. You know, you hear some people say something told me.
Uh-huh.
I heard, no, he's not a something.
Yes.
He's the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And when we have the Spirit of God in us, we're going to know if it's the Holy Spirit or the devil.
That's right.
We're going to know the difference. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's the devil out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the whole day. And there's the Spirit of God out there. The Spirit of Yahweh. The Spirit, our Holy Spirit.
Yes. So
we're going to know that we know that we know. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No one knew he was hearing from God. No one knew. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Abraham knew. Abraham had a relationship with God.
Yes,
and
he did.
Knew the voice of God. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice of a stranger they shall not follow. So follow the voice of the Lord. Amen. Because in us, he's going to lead us. Amen.
Yes.
On that narrow path. That's that narrow path that leads the way to heaven.
Leads us
in this life to keep us going on the wrong road.
Yes.
And going in that broad way of the world. You know, when we have the Holy Spirit, we're not going to be carnal-minded anymore.
Amen.
We got the Holy Spirit. We're not going to be carnal-minded. That is the way, that's when you think like the world, when you have not been born again. They still got people going to church and they're still carnal-minded.
Mm-hmm.
They still got the world in them.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit know how to get the world out of us.
Amen.
If we just would allow him. When we say take over Holy Spirit, he'll come to take over. But we got to allow it to happen.
Amen.
We got to listen to the commands of God. Whatever he commanded us to, whatever he commands us to do, we need to follow those commands.
Praise God.
And that will bring on fruit in our life. the fruit of the Spirit. And the Bible says that we will bear fruit even in our old age. We don't have to bear fruit. We're supposed to bear fruit consistently, constantly, bearing fruit. Amen?
Hallelujah.
We're like the evergreen. Glory to God. You know, the evergreen never dies.
Never dies.
It never dies. It stays green.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says we should be planted by the rivers of water and our leaf will not wither.
That's right.
That's our evergreen.
Evergreen.
We are forever that way. Oh, we're forever bearing fruit.
Amen.
Amen. Because of what you taught today, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God gave him to us.
Amen.
He sent him. He's ours to have.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said what? What is mine is yours. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
What's mine is yours. He's our treasure. We got all the treasure. We got all we need through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All we got to do is talk to him.
Yes,
Apostle's trying to find what he got to find. The Holy Spirit will lead you right to it. Just chill out.
Amen.
Just chill out. Give it to him and say, I know.
Look at the wire last night.
Yeah, I'm just going to walk right to it.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
And that's what I do. I stop, you know, what, I find myself being frantic looking for something, and then I'll hear the Holy Spirit say, I'll, you know, just chill out. Just be still. Just be still, and you'll find it. And when I be still, I stop looking, walk right there, and next thing you know, there it is. Didn't even have to look anymore. There it is.
Yes, Lord.
Our eyes will find it. It's right there. Sometimes it's right under your nose and you don't see it.
Yes, it's true.
Right in view and you don't see it.
I couldn't see it. You went there and looked in the
face. Yeah, so he's there for us for everything.
God.
And that's what you conveyed in this message. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, and it lets us know that we can be holy.
Yes, Lord.
God say, be ye holy as I'm holy. It's a state of being. Be holy. Be humble. You see? Be
humble.
All of these things we can be. We can be truthful. We can be courageous. We can be bold. We can be all these things through the Holy Spirit. We could be about love and kindness and mercy. All of these things, and you spoke of it, you just covered it. You covered it all, and we thank you. And as you come, as we come and we preach and we teach, we grow.
Amen.
As we obey God, we grow. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The Holy Spirit is right there to lead us on. Isn't it good to know you got a friend that never leaves you?
Amen. Now,
isn't that good to know I got a friend?
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he never leaves me. All I got to do is call. You just call.
Hallelujah.
You call out my name.
Yes, yes.
And the songwriter says, you just call out my name.
Yes, Lord.
He said, and I'll be there.
I'll be there.
You got a friend. Donnie Hathaway, you got a friend. Hallelujah. You got a friend in Jesus.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We just call. And even when we're not calling him, he's there because the Bible says he never leaves us.
He never leaves us.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's so true.
Even if we're not calling him.
My.
Not saying anything to God. There.
He's there.
Glory to God. Isn't that beautiful? It's so
beautiful.
Jesus is so beautiful. So wonderful, God. Wonderful. Wonderful, beautiful Jesus.
Yes.
Mighty, mighty, mighty counselor. Mighty God, he's our counselor. He's everything we need. He's the lawyer for us. You need a lawyer, talk to Jesus. You need a physician, talk to Jesus. You need some bread. You need food in your house, talk to the provider. My God, whatever you need, it's there.
It's there.
And sometimes you don't have to say anything. It just comes.
Yes, it comes.
He said, I'll provide all your needs.
Yes, Lord.
And then he even promised us that he'd give us the desires of our heart.
Praise the Lord.
He'd give us the desires of our heart. And you know what? He'd give us good desires.
That's right.
He'd give us desires that are beautiful, good,
yes,
holy,
yes,
wholesome,
yes,
shapes us into someone that's a person of integrity.
Yes,
a person of holiness, a person of truth. Glory be to God. And that
Hallelujah.
Makes our light shine everywhere we go.
Hallelujah.
And our cup is full, our full, you know. He anoints your head with oil, and then that cup's going to run over. It's
yes,
going to
yes,
run
yes.
over. You're going to be in the overflow when you
yes.
die. Holy Spirit, you're my everything.
Yes, you are.
I need you, Holy Spirit.
Your love, Lord.
Ooh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God, to know that we need him. Amen. Glory be to God. So I thank you, my
Lord.
Thank you so much for coming when you were asked to come. I
thank
asked
you,
to come. And,
thank you,
and right away you said, sure, I'll do it. Glory
thank
be
you,
God. Kind of busy the rest of the week for me. But,
yes.
But praise God, we have others that are willing to come.
Yes, Lord.
And all of us are relevant on this line. Why? Because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because
Amen.
He's the head of our lives.
Yes.
He's the number one in our lives. Amen.
Lord, yes, Lord.
God. So thank you, thank you. We appreciate you so, so much.
Lord. You're welcome. Yes, Lord.
All of the people that come and minister. Especially
Amen.
Who are faithful.
Yes.
Faithful.
Yes.
We're faithful all the time.
Yes, Lord.
That's who God is looking for, those that he can call upon that's going to be faithful, because he's
yes.
faithful all the time. And he's teaching us how to be faithful.
Amen.
Faithful to the things of God. When God calls upon us, are we available? Can we come? Can we do
yes,
it? Can
Lord.
We go out and do what God said to do? Amen.
Amen.
We were talking about it last night. We got to do what God tells us to do. That's
yes.
the main thing. The
yes,
main
true.
Thing in this life is to do what he said to do. Even when we're fasting.
Yes.
Even when we're praying.
Yes.
Whatever we're doing, our daily lives, we got to do it the way Jesus. We got to be like Jesus.
Be
said that.
Like Jesus.
We want to be like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
That should be everybody's goal, every Christian's goal, is to be like Jesus.
Yes,
and the Holy
Lord.
Spirit will teach us how to be holy.
Holy.
Obedient with holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Being obedient.
Yes, Lord.
Following in the ways of God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much, my sister. You know I love you so much.
Thank you, Lord.
And
thank
I love
you.
Your
love
family.
You, too.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God, Apostle Calendar, his family.
Yes.
We love
thank
we
you,
love
Lord.
All of them. We love the people of God on this line that come and that are faithful to the Block Talk Church.
Yes, Lord.
To this church. This is a church line. This is a church line. And we thank God for this line.
Amen.
It's really it's like a lifeline.
Yes.
We have life and life more abundantly
yes.
through Jesus Christ, and we teach
on,
Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
So this is a lifeline. Hallelujah. God is on this line. It's a
yes,
main.
Yes, yes.
He's on the main line, and when we call, that's right. When we call this line, we know he's there. Amen.
Amen.
Because this line is consecrated unto God.
Hallelujah.
God's church, God's line. God's people. Amen. And
we would like
for those that are on the line to come and give you testimony, if you will.
That's right.
We would like for those to come and speak and
Amen.
Say, I was saved,
yeah.
or I have a testimony, or
yeah.
I know I was prayed for and I got healed.
Yes,
by God.
No.
The you know, Jesus Christ healed me. God blessed my marriage and healed my marriage.
Oh, yes.
You know, my wayward children came in and now they're saved. And,
yes,
you know, whatever the testimony is, you know, it gives God, it's so much for the glory of God.
Yes,
when we come
Lord.
And give our testimony, it blesses God. It
Amen.
Ministers to God, but it also Amen. Ministers to other people.
To other people.
Yep, the more we do what God said to do, the more favor we get from God. We want to
Amen.
Pray. It's an exchange. We got to do what God said to do, and he'll do what he said he'll do. Amen. It's an
Amen.
Exchange. It's not, you, like I said yesterday, we can't bribe God. Day before yesterday, I said, we cannot bribe God. We will get nothing from God trying to bribe God. God is going to do what God does, and it has nothing to do with bribery. We
Amen.
Can't bribe God. God's going to do what he want to do. Amen. And he's going to do what he said he'll do if we
right.
disobey. Amen. So thank God for our friend, the Holy Spirit. Hey. I'm going to go now. I just wanted to come and share what I was hearing in my spirit. Glory be to God. Thank you so, so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so if nobody else has anything to say, nobody else is going to come on the line. Apostle Millie has to get back to what she has to do for today. And if nobody else is going to say anything, then we're going to close the line. Amen. So we'll just wait a couple of more minutes, Apostle, because, you know, folks got stuff to do. Amen.
So amen.
Let's just wait a few minutes. Somebody else may have something to say. Yeah, Apostle.
Every time you see it, I'm receiving it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, praise the Lord.
Let's just wait a couple of minutes. Mother Grant's down on the line. I'm not hearing you, Jen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you.
Oh, cover
us. Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, cover us.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Come on, brothers and sisters. Somebody got to say that God did something for them today.
No.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to. I'll
leave out the clothes. Go, go, my God.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Father. Glory to your holy name, Father.
We just thank God. We thank God for everything that he has done today and every day that he does.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, my God.
Oh, God, my God.
Get back to her sister. Back to the sheep.
Yes, yes. Yes.
All right, Bishop.
I had something picked out. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's a deep subject. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Go ahead and close the line.
Okay.
Apostle, we're going to go ahead and close and quiet out there. So.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Apostle.
Okay.
He
said, okay. Well, Father God, we thank you for this message that went forth today.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, that the apostle who gave the message, Apostle Emily Jefferson, that she be blessed enormously for the wonderful message that she brought.
Thank you, Father.
That it glorify your holy name.
Yes.
Now, may the strength of God sustain us.
Yes, Lord.
God, preserve us.
Yes.
The strength of God, protect us.
Yes, Lord.
The way of God, direct us.
Hallelujah.
And may the way of God direct us, and may the love of God go with us this day forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Good day, everyone.
Good day.
Good day. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Love you guys. All too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless y'all. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye.